All right, we're back. Thank you to our sponsors.
Absolutely. Oh, shout out to the Chart House Music Group.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sponsoring the Levels Podcast. We appreciate all of the effort keeping us going here, giving all of the great content.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you to everybody that's been watching, supporting the show. We really appreciate y'all. We couldn't do it without you.
Definitely.
You are definitely family, and the levels are good. What's happening, bro?
Good. Still in Atlanta, man, making things happen.
Still in Atlanta. Atlanta's dope.
Atlanta's been all right, man.
I love my city. I love Baltimore. Like, shout out to y'all, man. I love y'all, but you niggas got to step y'all support
Baltimore
game
anything.
Up, my nigga. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
You're not here yet. You're not here. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
They can't see you.
Oh, for real?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She said. I don't know what that was, y'all. I don't know what happened just now. It was an interference, y'all. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, they can't see you yet.
She told me.
What's up, yeah?
I'm cooling, bro.
Up, yeah.
She ruined it, yeah?
She didn't ruin it. Keep it going.
Keep it going? Yo, yeah, Baltimore, step your support game up. Like, seriously. Because people are leaving the city and coming to Atlanta. Like, it's,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? We are losing, you know what I'm saying, great talent. And some mediocre talent. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of mediocre talent,
but we definitely are thinking about making this move, man. Atlanta's been great to us. Thank you. We appreciate everybody, all the support. Everybody who's come through, done interviews, all that stuff, man. Shout out to all of y'all. We appreciate y'all here, man.
The only thing I haven't found in Atlanta, bro, are female rappers.
Right.
And video models.
At all.
Do they not have any in Atlanta?
No, it's lacking. It is. It's lacking. One thing I learned is that, you know what I'm saying, you know, a lot of times they run to Atlanta because, you know what I'm saying, it's like, yo, like, you know, I'm just going to go down here and try to rap and, you know, make some couple videos and things like that. You know what I mean? Like, they do stuff like that. And it's cool, but, you know.
Their raps be trash.
You know, I mean, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
The videos
be trash.
We'll try to find one, though. Cause I'm not sure if anybody's there. Levels Podcast, we got Lay Shot Dan.
She's a good sport. Camera, yeah.
She's a fucking good sport. They could see you.
Oh.
Whole time.
I was like, oh my god.
You're on camera. No, yeah, you on camera.
Come
whole
on,
time.
For sure.
Sorry, we do that. Sorry.
You couldn't stop laughing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't.
I'm
no.
Sitting here like,
when she
the
jumped
faces
in,
she was making. Yeah.
Right. She was like. These niggas brought me on here. We're not Charlamagne and them. Sorry. We don't do that. Nah. Lay Sade is in the building, man.
Definitely,
like, yo,
definitely.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Y'all.
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
She actually answered my DM.
That's shocking, bro.
She probably was like, yo, another dick pic.
Crying.
And it wasn't that.
I'm crying.
It was actually
crying.
Trying to get on the show. You
know,
I mean,
blurry.
I understand.
It was
understand.
It wasn't the blurry picture, so I was like,
yeah,
okay,
these
I
niggas be
back.
Right back. You these niggas be wilding out here in the streets. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you've been through that. So let me ask you this. So the reason that I wanted to get you here on the show, and I came to my partner Giles and was like, yo, bro, like we gotta see if we can book her on the show. I heard the freestyle. Was it a freestyle or the actual song?
The one I just dropped recently.
The one you just dropped recently.
So that was a little diss, you know what I'm saying? It was a freestyle. Mm-hmm. I had dropped the portion, you know what I'm saying, of the diss, and I was going to leave it at that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But then what happened was my ex exposed me on the gram.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, fuck it. You must want the whole motherfucking diss.
What you mean
so
by
we
exposed?
Can talk about this?
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh, we putting niggas on. You saying names?
No,
I'm just joking.
Doing that.
I'm just joking. I'm just fucking with
listen
you.
Listen to the song, though. You know what I'm saying?
What did he do to expose you?
He was posting pictures, videos, voice memos, anything you could think of, screen recording my OnlyFans, posting it for the free.
Oh, you that lit.
You know what I'm saying? Not no more. I don't do OnlyFans.
No, I'm not talking about OnlyFans. I'm not talking about
OnlyFans.
I'm saying that you're lit enough that he, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they usually say the pussy keep them coming back, so.
For sure.
Wow. How do I respond to that?
Hey, just say for sure. Like
for
I
sure.
Did.
Right. Yeah. No. Absolutely. So, wow.
For sure.
We're gonna So we're gonna come to that. We're there. Fuck.
We're already here, bro.
I was gonna come in. She came in hot.
Yeah,
I was gonna try to come in a little slower, bro. But she coming in hot, bro. So, all right. So, X, what happened? Why did he decide to do this?
Ooh, this is juicy when I dropped it.
You did some
but
shit.
But we ain't about to do the whole segment about him, though, okay?
Nah, never.
This is only going to be another minute.
This is for the song. This is because I want to get into the song.
So, honestly, we broke up 3 years. Like, I broke up with him 3 years ago. So, this is not even a recent, you know what I'm saying, situation.
So he
ain't touched you since then. You know what I'm saying? You're not even my, you know, child's father. Mm-hmm. And you moving like this.
This guy.
Definitely level down.
Facts.
It's all right, though. I had to, you know.
Hey, guys. Come here. Don't tell.
Family, come close.
She's not here. Listen, guys. I'm going to get this name. I'm going to let y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
His name is James.
James? I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out what the name is. I'll come back, let y'all know.
Yeah.
Patreon.
They got to pay for that.
They got to pay for the name, bro.
Yeah, they got
But I'm going to get y'all the name. Don't worry. Chill. I got this. Don't even sweat it,
Don't worry about it, fam.
Don't even sweat it. She didn't hear nothing. Let's get back to the interview.
I got you.
So, right. So, continue with the story. Sorry about that.
That's it, really.
Talk. We had to talk. Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? That's it, really. I left the DMV and came to the A, and he followed right behind me.
What? This nigga followed you here?
Yeah.
I salute him. You go chase what's yours?
Nah.
Ho, run it back. Chase what's yours.
Yeah.
He's no more.
He might still want it.
He made a leap. So, are you originally from the DMV?
I was born in Houston, but I was raised in
Houston.
DMV,
yes. Okay, and then born and raised in the DMV. Where though?
No, I was born in Houston, but raised in the DMV, Upper Marlboro.
Oh, so you're more of PG County kind of type, right? Yeah. So you're more like DC than us.
Yeah, definitely. I ain't claiming to be more.
Well, don't fuck with y'all. Like,
I ain't claiming to be. You know what I'm saying? Y'all,
I'm just saying. I mean, like, listen. No, he from Virginia.
I'm from Virginia. I don't claim Baltimore. I just live there right now.
Y'all Redskin fans and shit.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You fuck out of here, dummy. Like, we don't fuck with y'all like that.
It's the dummy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what y'all talking about, bro? All right, so listen. Nah, real rap, though. So wow. So we gonna push the joint on Baltimore?
No, I'm pushing the joint on dummy.
You like it.
Hey, my dummy.
You like the house slang, nigga.
Who you talking to?
He like house slang,
no, it's
dummy.
Trash, yes, bro.
You
know.
Come on, bro. All right, so listen. So he exposed you, then the song comes. First, what was your mindset going into the song? Was it just like, yo, fuck him, I'ma just do this shit? Or was it serious? You was for real, like...
Well, originally when I dropped,
what's the
like,
name of the song? What's the name of the song? My fault.
Bye.
So it's called Bye. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I should have sent y'all, you know, the full song. But originally when I had dropped the song, like that snippet, and I was in a car... Mm-hmm. He was just talking shit, you know, on the gram about me. So I just kept it real classy, cute, right. You know what I'm saying? And then when I got exposed, I'm like, damn, the freestyle was that good. It had you in your bag.
Word.
So fuck it. I'm finna get in the booth tonight. And I was in the booth and pictures. It was a three-day, you know, spill of me
serious?
Being exposed. So I was just in the booth and I'm just getting pictures and tagged and shit. And I'm just like, fuck it. Let me run that shit.
How long ago was this?
That just happened last week.
Oh, so this is all new.
Whoa.
This is all new.
So the walk on these niggas song that you thinking about, that's just for, you know, people who be sleeping on bitches in the booth.
Mm. Okay, period. That wasn't about that.
Period. Nah, the diss you talking about that I had dropped, right. You know what I'm saying?
Is the one that's about yo, for real.
Yeah.
All right, so,
But we're still,
gonna
the song apply to him too. We walking on all these niggas, no matter who you are.
Yeah, you the fuck out of here, dummy. We not even talking about him no more, you know what I'm saying? So. Now,
dummy does fit right there. Good job.
Dummy
good
fits
job.
Right
good
there.
Job.
Yo,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah, good job. You got that one.
You not my dummy. You's a dummy though, but you not my dummy.
Period.
So okay. Anyway.
That's why it doesn't make sense.
We are, all right, but, bro.
Let's go ahead with the
this guy, yo. So
let's continue. We have a guest.
Are we gonna continue with this Baltimore slander?
I didn't say anything.
Hey, that's how you saw it.
Cause y'all started with my phone.
I love Baltimore.
No. Now the droid, you just
first of all, it's a Galaxy. It's a Samsung Galaxy phone. Why it got to be a droid?
Like, y'all said that. Up. Do y'all the messages said that come shit up
like,
green?
Y'all said it like it's a razor, my nigga. Like,
if the messages come up green, it's a droid. Period.
In my phone, they don't come up green, but in y'all phone, it might. I don't know. What you on today?
It's a droid.
You in your bag? Okay. All right. So listen, I see all of the Baltimore hate going on, but it's cool, man. We got a guest here, so I'm gonna be cool for company. So we got the babies in here as well. Can you introduce the babies, please?
So these are my little daughters. This is Rocky and this is Taco.
Rocky and Taco. And Rocky and Taco are what species of lizard?
They are bearded dragons.
Bearded dragons. Are they gonna get much bigger than that?
They are. In about 6 more months, they should be about a foot.
Sir. Are you still gonna carry them around like this?
I am.
Sir.
That's so fucking dope. I thought they were pins. Like, I thought they were like pendants. So, you know, every video, like when I see him on the video, she's moving around and they like cold fucking chilling, my nigga, like on some.
You didn't catch the video when Taco was laying on a stripper?
Hell no, I ain't see that. For real? Man. What was on your live?
Tacos are G.
Yeah, it's on my story, yeah.
Tacos, I mean, your story.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. What is close friends are saying?
Nah, it's in the middle of the girl ass crack. Going stupid.
Get the fuck out of here.
What strip club was that?
That was here? That was in Atlanta?
Yeah. Where was I yesterday? I was at curfew. You know they have strippers and stuff. So.
Nah, I don't know that. Why you?
Well, most clubs have strippers in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Why you hit us and tell us, like, yo,
we're
pop
have to
up.
Investigate that.
I mean, you know.
We ain't really been able to do shit around here for real.
Why? We'll talk about that.
We've been interviewing, we've been working.
Oh, okay.
And we don't know where to go, like what's popping for real. So,
you
know what I'm saying? We've been kind of interviewing, and a lot of people we interview don't really hang out like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, this is our last night. We're going to do something this evening. So, we're going to find something to do. So, you got to let us know where to go.
All right.
But Taco was in. Good. Yeah.
Taco got it made.
Executive producer. How you miss that, bro? All right. So, anyway.
He sleep.
You know, he's definitely this nigga. This nigga. So that's not the first song that you have is the diss record. When did you decide, if, you know, you're in the Houston and then the DMV. When did the music start coming? Like,
so I left Houston when I was 5 years old. I was just born there. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So for the DMV, I just started rapping last summer. I was in a hospital. Yeah, I was in a hospital for my kidneys. And I had drove from here 10 hours home. Sick, you know, in pain. I didn't know why, but it was because of my kidneys. But get to the hospital, back home, and I was on bed rest for like a month. But I couldn't sit in the house, and it was COVID, so everything back home was closed except the studios.
Okay.
So I've been writing, like I was writing spoken words. You know what I mean?
Oh, word? And,
yeah, I love spoken words. Okay. So I was like, fuck it, like this shit I gotta talk about. I always write raps, but they was just stored in my phone.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm about to go to the studio, and so just like that song says, coming to booth, this shit therapeutic. Oh, God, like the studio, that's therapy. You feel me? Like. Yeah.
So your music is like you talk about real shit too. Like, I mean, so is it hard for you to do that and not do like what's popping right now, like what everybody, like what Meg and all of them are doing?
For me,
or do you find a balance?
I'm sorry, I have a variety of stuff. So like I have singing, I have rapping, and it literally depends on what I'm going through right then and there. Mm-hmm. Just like the diss, like I'm literally getting tagged and shit while I'm in the studio and recording. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like. The walk on these niggas came from, I was in a studio and a nigga was like, you artist? Like, you about to rap?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Since we do introductions. So he was just
That's
like.
That's that DMV shit. Like, you cannot say nothing like that to him and expect nothing.
You hear me? So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? What's up? And he was just like, I mean, I ain't really heard no female really, you know, get in here and do something. So I'm like, well. Sit down, buckle your seat, and stay for the motherfucking ride. So when I got in the studio, and I came out, the nigga was, in the booth and I came out, the nigga was like, damn, that bitch hard. And that was a freestyle, the walking these niggas, that was a freestyle. Yeah. Like, because you really just play with me. Like, right, so let me get in the studio and show you what the fuck I'm talking about.
Does it happen often?
I didn't even know what I was going to talk about.
Does that happen often, like people kind of disrespect your talent?
Without saying it, I wouldn't say disrespect, that's a strong word, but they sleep on it. Like, they just feel like you're another female trying to, you know what I'm saying, put your shit out there or let people hear or you playing around. Then they hear it like, damn, Shorty, you serious? Like, you know what I mean? And when I tell people, like, that's all I do in the DMV is stay in the studio. That's my 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Then they like, damn.
And so is that you think because, like, you come in, you're pretty and, you know what I'm saying, and that kind of thing, do they think, like... another Instagram model or whatever, like, is that how they treat you when you go in? Or, I mean, do you change them every time? Like, it's like, yo, I got to go in here and prove myself? Or is it easier now?
No, because your looks is what gets you in the door. You know what I'm saying? It's
true.
It's not what I'm talking about. It's not how I come on a beat. Because they ain't even heard all that before they got me in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely looks that they pay attention to first. But anytime I step in the studio, I lay it down first. Like, I'm here to work. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm.
All that flirting shit, fuck all that. Like, I'm here to... I mean, men gonna be men. You ain't gay, so you gonna do what you do. But as long as my track is being laid down, you can focus... Then you know what I'm saying? We good.
Nah, that makes sense.
Like, but then once it's not necessarily approved because sometimes it will be a bunch of, I go by myself to the studio often. So sometimes it'll be a bunch of different dudes in there and I just gotta close my eyes and talk my shit in a, you know what I'm saying, in a mic. Nobody's speaking. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm quick to dismiss somebody on my session, but
word. That's what's up, though.
You feel
that's
me?
What it yeah. is. She's a boss. She coming
shit,
in commanding that
shit. That shit therapy. Like, yeah, that shit therapy. Like, I need to focus in my motherfucking session. Like,
that's what's up.
The mic is the therapist. Yeah. You feel me? And I'm going to talk my shit to my therapist.
So were you doing the music? Because you said you just started the music 2 years ago?
No. Last summer.
So were you already doing the modeling? Like, you know what I'm saying, the videos and all that kind of stuff for other rappers. Okay, how did that start? Like, how did you start doing that?
So before I moved here last year, I was a teacher, right?
What kind of teacher?
Nah.
I was a middle school teacher.
Get the... Hey, look here.
I would have got straight.
Yeah.
I would have never been...
Kids still wasn't on time, okay?
Yo, they ain't tripping.
I would have been in the motherfucking front row. Hey, shut the fuck up, guys. Miss Shade is about to say something. Shut the fuck up. Like, yo, I live
She's
in
trying to teach.
I'm crying.
What class were you teaching?
So when I taught pre-K in kindergarten, that's what I started with. I taught in Baltimore too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I taught at this middle school. BCC,
I see why you got out of there.
BCC. I wonder where that's at.
Probably shut down now, so
it
don't matter.
I'm crying.
Fuck you. Stop disrespecting my city, y'all. Hey, listen, man. Listen, all right, go ahead. So
I work with reading and math, but I work with the struggling students, so the ones who need it, you know, who were behind and need to be pulled up, and the problematic students in the school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm punching niggas in the face to go to Miss Shade class.
I'm in there.
No. I'm walking down the hallway. I look over at the special needs kids and all that shit. They got Miss Shade in there. I'm immediately the first nigga come past me. I'm beating the shit out the nigga. I'm beating them up, so go in the special class.
I'm gonna be the only nigga in the front, bro. I'm going to special all class. The rest of the chairs.
Special class, bro. I don't care what y'all talking about. Like, you can't be the.
So because with that, I was still, you know, in the evening doing my videos and things like that. And then I had started losing weight, like, since for the past 2 years. In 2 years, I lost 80 pounds. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so once that shit get to popping, you know what I'm saying? Right. I start popping out in my videos.
Right. So you losing weight on purpose? You were working out.
I have a son. So oh, okay. I still had that mommy weight.
Oh, so you had the mommy weight on.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what I'm shout out.
Time for that shit to. Yeah.
Shout out to all the moms out here doing it for real.
Salute to you for losing 80 pounds.
Thank you.
Yeah, salute to you for losing. Yeah.
I'm trying.
So you need to make a plan or something that I can get on. Because I need to get.
Same here.
I need to get my ass in the gym. Shit is crazy right now.
Right,
yeah, facts, yo. We found churches down this bitch.
Come on.
And fucking Waffle House. You can't lose weight in Atlanta.
Facts.
I gotta find a good doctor.
I was doing good before I got
like,
here.
Yo, this shit is crazy down here. Like, all right, so you were a teacher. You were doing your videos already. When does Black Ink happen?
Black Ink. So when I moved to the A, I started working at Young Jock Club first.
He always finds a way to get into anything, doesn't he? Nah, go ahead.
So I started working at Young Jock Club first. I was a bottle girl there for a couple months and stuff. Then when I stopped working there, I went to an interview at Black Ink. They were interviewing for like the front desk.
Okay.
And they was like, yeah, we can't get you the job. Like, you deserve something better. And we don't know what it is. But we're going to do something better with you because you don't deserve it. You can't sit in a front desk. You know what I'm saying? So then,
was this a real front desk job or for the show?
For the show.
No. A real front desk job. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But even if you at the front, you on the show. But it was a real front desk job. The show, you don't really talk about shit like that. That, you know what I mean? That's whatever. Come later. But so 3 months later, they called me and was like, yeah, so I got a job for you.
3 months later?
Yeah, I'm like, damn, y'all really remember me.
So they been thinking about you.
You hear me? Yeah. You hear me? So they called and was like, you know, come in. So I came in, and so now I'm their brand ambassador.
What does that entail?
So different shows, different appearances that Black Ink has or Caesar has, or sometimes like Black Ink New York or Chicago, they come down as well. So any events Black Ink has, showing up and representing, you know, Black Ink, modeling our different merchandise and things that we have like that. And then we have a radio station as well, a Black Ink radio station.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do different things on a radio station, like host interviews, podcasts, and things like that.
Oh, so you've been on the other side of this chair before.
Exactly.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And so we also host on Tuesday nights at King of Diamonds, our radio station stream lives. And so I do different interviews for artists there as well.
Okay. That's
awesome. We got a real star in here. I just got nervous.
Stop. Yeah.
Like, she's the real thing. I just got nervous, bro.
Yeah, okay. Take
all right. Yeah, facts. Like, I'm like, all right.
Not take your job.
What do I say next then? Nah, yeah, it's definitely next week, the Levels Podcast with Envy and Sade.
What? Sorry. No problem, man.
He's been fired like 4 times.
So have you.
I've been fired like 3. But he's been kicked off the show about 4 times.
Running the school board.
Yeah. All right, so he got one up.
Yeah, I got one up, the scoreboard. Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Check the scoreboard. You're out of here, my nigga. All right, so look.
No problem. I'll be executive producer.
Right. I mean, that job's easy enough, isn't it?
Facts.
All you got to do is sit on the step and be on FaceTime or some shit. Like,
I'm crying.
You don't have to do nothing. Nothing so like good.
Hey, yo,
shout out the nephew, y'all. My fault, y'all.
Stop,
we wouldn't be able to do this without him. We wouldn't be able to do this without my brother. That's my brother for real, like straight up. But nah, man, we wouldn't be able to do this without you, bro. All right, so you're doing the brand ambassador.
She doing everything.
You're not doing music while you're doing Black Ink.
I am.
I mean, when you first started, were you already doing music?
Oh, yeah. So, I had started music, like, I was working at South Beach, like, so that's how I used to get my music played, which is Young Jock Club, South Beach. On the South Side. So, yeah, I was playing, had my music in rotation at different clubs and stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, you're a hustler.
Yeah.
So, you was like, yo, I got my music going, but I'm also going to work here at this at Young Jock spot, which is a fucking genius idea. Because you got what better way to get your music played, too. And then you went into
Black Ink. But your network, you meet DJs, producers. Yeah, exactly. Sure. You meet so many different people in there. So you're networking.
So at this point, what is the goal? Like, is it, let me get signed? Do I want to stay independent? Like, what, for the music part, then we'll get into the other side.
I mean, you know, they scream, don't get signed. Bad. But I just feel like when the right person comes to you, is talking the right stuff, then, you know what I'm saying? It just depends. I have a great lawyer, Vince, behind me.
Shout out, Vince.
Shout
out you for having a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's the first artist that I've talked to.
No other artist that came in here said that.
Oh, yeah, I'm an engineer, and that's the first artist I've ever worked with.
No. Yeah, I got my lawyer. I also just got a manager last week, so I'm ecstatic about that. His name is Tino.
Shout out Tino.
I know Tino gonna do what it's gonna take me to where I need to be, do what I need to do. And so for me, like, I have, like, just like my treatment, I'm directing all my videos. I laid out the whole treatment for him. Now, what I need you to do is, I booked the males for the video. You know, I have over 25 males signed up for that. I booked the females. I'll do all the legwork. But when I bring it to you and I tell you, listen, I didn't do X, Y, and Z, then I need you to make sure
just
that what I
together,
tell
yeah.
you ain't gotta do that. I got you. Just make sure the day of it runs exactly how I said
how
that
I want that shit to go.
Because I'm gonna be performing, acting. Yeah. You feel me?
Right.
I don't just do videos where for myself. I'm not doing videos where I'm just twerking or my face is just in the camera. No, I'm making movies.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Sound,
I'm making
man.
Movies. So when y'all see this Walking These Niggas shit drop, y'all get back at me like, Lay, you said you was making a movie, you ran that shit. You
hear me? We gonna play.
No, we gotta get
put
more.
It on the pod.
Yeah.
We gotta get her in for like 3 or 4 interviews because she's gonna be too big for us at some point. She's gonna be like,
by the end of this year, she might not even know us anymore.
I'm really not gonna be able to
don't do that.
I really want me to get a DM.
Don't do that. You remember who you started with.
By the end of this year.
I remember who you started with.
No, that's real shit. No, like, so now that you have management, which, by the way, lawyer, management, you on the right path. You're really structuring your team, like, which, like I said, is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Who taught you how to do all this? Like, is this something that you just knew? Somebody was guiding you. Had to have been. She about to say Jesus. Sorry.
No, I'm just trying to decide if I want a name drop.
That by sight.
I really want a name drop.
No, go ahead. It's all good.
No, I'm going to say it like this. So it's a lot of different, like, I'm here by myself with my son. I just moved here by myself and with my son. And so the different people who I network with and, you know, I'm around, I just pay attention and listen out and, you know, try to focus on what you're telling me. I'm with a lot of YSL artists a lot, you know, on a regular. And so you just pay attention to how they move. You listen. You ask questions so that you can really understand what it is that you're trying to do. Like, you're not just trying to be an artist and have streams or be put out there. Like, right. you're trying to make a living off this yeah. shit. You feel me? And yeah. then I want you to hear my story. So that's why I'm gonna always paint a picture, which is the movies, behind my videos, mm-hmm. because I want you to understand the story behind what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah.
Right. No, absolutely.
You feel me? So,
got a question, bro?
I do, but let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get back.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back with the Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir.
You are now tuned in to the Levels Podcast, brought to you in part by the Chart House Music Group. For all your music promotion, marketing strategies, and career branding needs, we in the house, the Chart House Music Group.
All right, we're back, man. Thank you to the sponsors.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the
sir.
Chart House Music Group. Thank you so much. Do you prefer Sade or Lay or Lay Sade?
I'm trying to get people to start calling me my full name, which is Lay Sade.
Lay Sade. All right, so that's what I'm going to call you then.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here, first of all. This has been a dope interview. I really appreciate this. Yeah, you got a question, bro?
Yeah, this is real dope. So my question is, you spoke about being in music videos and stuff like that. The first part of the question is, what made you want to do it? The second part of the question is, do you like video models and stuff like that get paid? Because there's a big stigma around payments and stuff like that.
So for me, what made me get into it? I can't really remember for that. Like, I don't remember the first time I got booked, really. But people see a pretty face. If you dancing on the gram and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Then they gonna wanna book you. So I know, you know, I could either act, because sometimes the movie require acting, so I know that I can either act or
It's like you go grab it or something.
No, I was getting them say they didn't grab me. What
are
you talking about? Like, nah.
She was like,
I'm going to get this next. She was right there. Yeah. I was like, all right, bruh. And she get on me, and I don't want to jump and hurt. Nah, because I don't want to hurt the baby, and then she hurt me. I don't want no problem.
I think she got cold. All
right, go ahead.
I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Oh, just a pretty face, you know, and people want you in their videos. Mm. So whether it's acting in their videos, I know I can do that. Or it's dancing in their videos, I know I can do that. Okay. Now, as far as pay, I can't speak for other models, but you ain't booking me without paying me.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I went to a video yesterday, a video shoot, because my friend was like, hey, just pull up, I'm at a video shoot. You know what I'm saying? Let's smoke. Cool. So when I was there, I stood off to the side, and the dude was like, hey, I know you, remember you, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember him, but whatever. Right. And he was like, why you want me in my video? And I was like, you got to pay for that. That ain't free. Like, sure. I don't even give a fuck that I'm here.
Right.
You still going to run me that same motherfucking tag.
No, facts.
You feel me? Like, and I ain't going to lie, my prices are up there now. Like, they're up there for videos, but that's because I don't care to do it. Yeah. So if you want to book me because you feel like I can play that part appropriately, you hear me?
It's got to be worth it.
Do you think the videos have helped you with your own music career, or would you like meeting certain people and stuff like that?
Help with networking. Definitely help with networking. Not necessarily the artist, because I don't go there like, hey, I'm an artist too. Like, it's usually a person who booked me might be like, oh, y'all, she an artist too. But I'm not going to say it. It's not my spotlight. It's not about me. And you didn't book me as an artist.
Yeah.
So we're not about to talk about music. The minute I get in there and I look at that text when I said I'm here,
right.
Once I see I'm here, I time an hour and I'm out. Like, whether we finished or not, I'm out within that time.
That's business. I like that.
But I don't know people, so you gotta move appropriately. We ain't kicking it. We ain't friends.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
And oftentimes afterwards, they're like, you wanna go to the club? We about to do this. I'm good. We did business and kept it there.
No, that's real shit. No, that's 100% real shit, though. And like I said, that's some, you know what I'm saying, DMV shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have the luxury of being able to play around with, you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. Cause we don't live in Atlanta or LA or something like that, where you can trust that everybody is who they say they is. I mean, you can't trust everybody in Atlanta. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying there's people here that's popping for
real. This scam city, baby. But
you know, people getting money.
There's more opportunities here too, a little bit too.
And so, the DMV, it's a possibility you're gonna show up. It's happened to me when I was an artist. It's a possibility you're gonna show up and everything they said ain't gonna be real.
Definitely.
You know what I'm that happened to me recently when I just flew home for like around springtime, like spring break.
Mm-hmm.
I had flew home and it's just different. Like Atlanta, if you pay attention to, you know, who I'm around and things like that, like they treat you according to how you move, who you're around, what you do. And then so when I had went back home, I was like, dang, I feel basic as hell here. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just like it wasn't work. Like I had pulled up to this studio, it was no engineer, okay.
Strike one.
But I record myself, so I was cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I could record myself. So The dude played with me, didn't think I could set that shit up, knew more than he did. Recorded myself, but he just kept coming in there trying to talk and have conversation like, I can't work. So I ended up just walking out and leaving. But when I say I'm coming to the studio to work, like that's what I do every day
right,
here.
Right.
Yeah. I'm coming to work. I'm not coming right. to chill. I'm not coming to be no Absolutely. Groupie. I'm not coming to, we could talk on the phone.
Yeah, I feel you.
Don't waste my, I have a 5-year-old, you feel
right,
me?
Right. No,
so anytime that I'm taking away from my child, I need that shit to count. Yeah. I need it to make sense. Mm-hmm. So if you look at my grandma, it look like, oh, she in a club all the time, but I might be getting paid to be here because I'm it's with Black Ink. Yeah,
right.
You feel
exactly.
me? Or
exactly.
I might have a performance or something like that. I ain't stepping out the house and being away from my child
for
nothing.
Yeah. And that's how we feel about, because I was just talking outside about the same thing. Like, we not down here.
Yeah, it's not a game.
This shit is real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we take this craft serious. We doing this.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. And I appreciate you, because you was like, on time, you know what I'm saying? Ready to go, you know what I'm saying? And you know, sat down and give it a great interview, being professional. But
and
also
I felt bad. I've been outside
like,
all day at the playground with my son after I picked him up from school. So I'm like, I hope I don't be smelling like I was.
Oh, nah, you good.
We
just came from the shooting range.
Oh, so that was y'all. Yeah. Lord. All right, I knew it was.
Hey, yo, you wildin', bro. You wildin'.
Hey, yo.
Like, nah.
She is close to you. Maybe that's why the lizard is trying to attack
you,
bro.
Never. Dang. Stop playing with me.
She's like, is that outdoors over there?
I smell the desert.
Hey, yo, y'all really? Wow.
So I forgot he tried to turn the fan off on
That's
me.
I know, yo. Like, you really like, she all over the place with it, bro. I don't
right,
know,
right,
man.
Right.
She be crew hopping,
like, I don't know about y'all, man. Nah, so what's going on right now, currently, with your music and your modeling career?
So my modeling, it just comes hand in hand. I do skits as well, like with comedians and things like that.
Because
that helps with the networking and pushing your shit out there. And then if you're smart with it, you put your music behind the video. Yeah. You feel me? What I have coming up, you know, you guys are the first to, you know, hear really about.
Hold on, time out. This is a Levels Podcast exclusive.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Y'all see, I'm all cheesy.
This is what we do. We came to Atlanta a few months ago. We got the exclusive on Tay Wilson. Any of y'all ever heard it, we got the Tay Wilson album before it came out with World Star. And now we about to get a Levels Podcast exclusive with Lay Sade.
Okay, so first of all, my music that, you know, you're going to hear, nobody else has that. Like, that's y'all. It's definitely not out there for nobody to hear.
That's what's up.
So my first song that I'm going to drop is Walk on These Niggas, because that's going to be my first song ever dropping.
Okay.
And it's basically like me stepping. I mean, I have features out there, but that's not my own. So it's basically like me stepping out there, you know, I'm finna walk on you niggas. Like, you hear me? When Lay Sade pop out, like, who the fuck is this girl? Damn, she just walked these niggas. Yeah, that's me. You feel me?
That's a fucking intro.
Yo, let's give him a little snippet of that.
Fuck it, let's go.
Let's give him a snippet of that.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's walk on these niggas real quick.
Can you turn up somewhere for walking these niggas? It's like a feeling, walk on these niggas. Yeah, it's late. Sade.
We gonna give him money.
Coming up.
Right.
Yeah. Coming to boost this shit therapeutic. Coming to boost spin hard with a lube at. Walking these niggas who swear they the best. Walking these niggas who doubted the rest. They didn't say a race, but I know my place. Hop on the mic, spin tighter than lace. Hop on the mic, spin shit you could trace. And cap my game, we'll rap the same. Coming to stack Mac J's like shoes. Rap niggas here and they like who you. I ain't no shooter, just shots in the blue. Quarantine fucked me up, had to make moves. Keep sleepwalking, gotta wake up too. Ain't selling my soul, I'ma hang with the crew. Ain't signing no papers, so we know that it's true. Got Vince in a booth, so you know we got proof. Got a run of a bag, tryna make a meal. Gotta run up a bag for the house on the hills. Ain't tryna sign a deal till I know that it's real. Can't trust these hoes, they slide, they go. You know how I go when a nigga want more. Can't work for shit, hand out at the dope. Niggas be hating, they capping for glow. Scrolling through the gram, ain't liking shit. Just taking tips for your basic bitch. Bae, you know, like she got this shit. Rap game locked, they blasting it. You wish your bitch was an average. You know how I go when I come through the door. I'ma walk that walk, I'ma ride this flow. Bae, you know, like she got this shit. Rap game locked, they blasting it. You wish your bitch was an average. Yeah,
cut that, bro. Cut that, bro. Cut that, bro. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Guys, come here.
Yeah.
Come here, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
are you talking about?
Family.
Talk to us. Talk to us real quick. Yo.
My nigga.
Yo. Who? Wait. I feel like we got catfish.
My nigga.
No, because I was on Instagram, right? Weeks ago. I'm looking at the Instagram. I hear some raps. I'm like, oh, rap. And she,
they're decent.
She was like, yo, I left from, you know what I'm saying, Maryland, came to Atlanta. I was like, oh, she nice. She, you know what I'm saying? She got some shit.
Right?
She got some shit. what I'm saying? What was that that we just played?
We just played.
It's not on her Instagram.
Hey, I'm about to go walk on these niggas.
When she start rapping like
that? I can't even cap.
When she start rapping like that? I'm gonna excuse your pause.
I ain't go for it.
Because I'm gonna excuse your pause.
What pause?
Because the song was, you about to go walk on these niggas? Like, what the fuck?
The song is walking on these niggas. I'm gonna walk on these niggas.
Nah,
she put me in my bag.
And you in your bag? Right.
I'm not even saying pause.
All right, your pause, bro. But all right.
She walked on that beat. What the fuck?
Okay, hold on. So you did this on purpose? You've been like really secretive about how good the music actually is? Not that what you do on the gram is whack, but it's not that.
It's not that. You know, gotta give y'all a flavor. You know what I'm saying? So when that shit drop, you gotta taste it in motherfucking mouth.
I'm apologizing. Say it. Say it.
I never said you were whack.
He didn't say that. Go ahead.
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't expect this.
But he did exactly what we just talked about earlier. You feel me?
No, not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. I'm saying how niggas, like, they ain't gonna sell you trash or whatever. They just not expecting it because females play with it. You feel me?
Yeah, because I heard the IG. I'm like, okay, yeah, she fine. Yeah. But this?
So I'm the resident female hip hop lover, right? So I own the battle rap league and all that kind of stuff. So I hear it. I can tell, like, when somebody can rap and when they can't rap. So I can hear it. This nigga hates female rappers.
Oh.
So that's the problem here.
That's not true.
He don't like Nicki Minaj. He don't like Foxy Brown.
But I'm glad.
I like a certain type of female rap.
I'm glad you got that flavor.
I don't like I get tired of all the pussy talk and all that. Like, you walked on that.
I never get tired of pussy talk.
Yeah, you do, bro.
I'm sorry.
You can't rise
to that. I didn't mean to offend you by that, but you can't ride to that, my nigga.
Huh? That's all I'm, like, you can't.
You can't blast it.
Yeah, like, certain Megan Thee Stallion, you can't, okay, that's all right. I'm saying. I can't ride to that.
You're right, you're
walk on these niggas.
Nah, you right.
That's my problem with a lot of female rap. They kind of get stuck in that box. Like, I got to talk about my pussy every song. I get it, but it's more to it.
What's your thoughts on that?
You got more life experience.
I mean, I totally agree. Like, I know people are starting to say, like, a lot of popping artists, like, one in particular, they starting to get bored with. You know what I'm saying? The flow is starting to be the same. So, my music, like, I got, like, a reggae vibe one. I'm working on a country one now. Mm-hmm. Like, I got songs that sound like they belong in the church. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm just doing a bunch of different vibes so that, you know.
She keeps scaring the shit
so
out of me.
So that you're never bored.
I'm going to get comfortable. I'll be comfortable in a minute.
So that you're never bored. You know what I'm saying? You're not uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, just different flow. I agree with the pussy talk. Yeah. Like, my daddy ain't about to sit here and blast that shit. You feel me? Sure, like, my mama sit here and be like, listen, I don't want to have to keep imagining you talking about how you swallowing kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, dances, my bad. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, my bad, mom. But, so I have different flow. Yeah, I got shit about families, shit you can play at the cookouts, shit my son rap to all day in the car with me. You feel me? Like,
That's room for all that. I think what Jell's is talking about too and what you're talking about is the when it's unbalanced.
You understand the crowd that you'll get, the different audience that you'll get, having different vibes. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, she fuck with this side. They fuck with this side of me. They fuck with this side of me. This race fuck with this side. This, you know what I'm saying? Different people. You got people from everywhere. You can't get bored.
Because
I'm here to please all y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace to Mo 3. He was like, that's one of my favorite artists. And he had that. He was good at that. Tupac also was good at that. Like, having like all these, where people call it a contradiction, but it's actually just reality. It's who you can be, all of that shit. Like, I can be a shooter. I can be sensitive and love my mom and my kids. I can cry if something bad happened. You know what I'm saying? Or I
can
be
heartbroken.
Smart. I could be heartbroken. Yeah, like, I can read a book and be outside. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the same person or whatever. So, I like that. Like, that you are more well-rounded. You know what I'm saying? All right, so what's the next song? What are we going to next? Did you say we had... Is that the only exclusive?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, after I drop Walking These Niggas, and y'all think the fucking song hard... I ain't gonna tell you about the video.
You already shot it?
I ain't shoot it yet.
Okay.
Nigga, the way she just like rolled her eyes and all this video about to be fire.
Just how the motherfucking layout is. You feel me? The fucking treatment of that hoe.
So when
once
I saw
this
you,
shit
is
executed, it's finna be
I saw
be
you
hard.
On Instagram asking for male models. Was that for a video shoot or is that for
That's
you
for Walk on These Niggas.
That's for Walk on These. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, so you're getting ready.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So okay. I booked some females for it, right. Some males for it. So we ready.
Oh, this shit about to be fire now.
After I drop that, I'm going to do what comes after Walking These Niggas? He Love High Lie. He Love High Lie. All
right, explain to me.
That's a, that,
explain to me. Explain to me the name.
So He Love High Lie. So it started off saying He Love High Lie when I'm riding. Mm-hmm. So the nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gassing him up. You feel me?
Right.
I'm pleasing him.
Right.
You feel me?
We like that.
That's
we
what
like
it's about. And I ain't gonna give you too much, cause once you hear the song and then once you see the video, you be like, oh.
So can we play the song?
Fat man said, she said she feeling in her stomach. Stop capping. My dick ain't that big.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely, yo, that's fucking dope. So that shit, okay. Go ahead, let's play it.
He Love How I Lie. Let's go.
Trelly, where you at?
He Love How I Lie when I'm riding. Gas him up, regular be vibing. Supreme, when he inside me. Tell me what he wants, so he supply me. Infinity or Departed, he gon' buy it with no problems. He told me to strip, so I did it in the sauna. It's expensive, cost way more than designer. His ex, little bitch, she ain't ugly, but I'm finer. And if you see my nigga, you gon' see me right behind her. So don't try and speak, you don't really want the problem. You gon' see the BVS before you see what's in his pockets. You think he gon' leave me? Bitch, he don't want a stalker. Or call me Miss Parker, but I ain't got a daughter. But if you need a sitter, put your kids in my tonsils. He love how I lie when I'm riding, gas him up, regular we vibing. Supreme when he inside me, tell me what he wants, so he supply me. The Fendi or the Prada, he gon' buy it with no problems. He told me to strip, so I did it in the sauna. March like a youth, so he love when I come through. But I love when you come too, cause I know that I pleased you. You ain't never begged for more, got your feet off the floor. Legs still shaking while my jaw's really aching. Netflix, no chill, press play, put your tongue on the hill. He ain't really a big deal, but I tell him what he wanna hear. Pull up and smoke, he said he don't want anything more. But you know it just rhyme, niggas ain't gon' waste time. He love how I lie when I'm riding, gas him up, regular we vibing. Supreme, when he inside me.
You about to get him the whole motherfucking song. You about to get him the whole.
I was feeling that one. I love the way she lie, yeah.
Period.
Ain't
there. Period. Period. Gotta gas y'all up sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Keep lying to me.
Listen. There was a time on this show, early in this show, we had a guest on. I got in a lot of trouble because the guest played a song.
That's why I'm not even going there.
and Jels and I got in trouble.
I'm not
because
going there, bro.
This is probably better than that. Shout out to the artist. Dope. Love you still. From home, you know what it is. I mean, you was talking.
That's why I don't have no shit out yet. You feel me? Like, I have over 40 songs.
You was talking.
I don't have no shit out yet because when I drop, I need y'all to remember, like, Lay Sade, she ain't going nowhere.
Sure.
Once she out there, she ain't going nowhere. So once I drop my shit this summer, yeah, we finna run that hoe up. And everybody rocking with Lay Sade, we finna make movies.
Where did this song come from?
He Love
High Lie. Is this a real experience or is this something you just came up with a concept?
So, all of my shit comes from reality. You feel me? It might not be my reality. It might be a friend telling me or something like that.
Okay.
But every bitch gonna tell you she had to lie to a nigga and gas him up. You hear me?
That's a fact.
Period.
Why though? Why? Well, just tell the truth.
You
nigga lie to me.
You might be my main nigga at the time. You know what
I'm
saying?
Okay. That's,
so,
okay, right.
Not my boyfriend.
Ego.
You know what
I'm
saying?
No, I'm
but
saying,
females
like,
gonna have, you know, their dudes they talk to when they single.
Word.
You might just be the main one. So I'm gonna gas
right.
you up.
A little bit.
What they say, you gonna see the BVS before
right.
you see what's in his pockets. You think
that's
he gonna
shit.
Leave me? Bitch, he don't want a stalker
hey.
Or call me Miss Parker, but I ain't got a daughter. But if he need a sitter, put your kids in my tonsils. Fuck you talking about. Where he going? Where
y'all
he going?
Fuck with Shorty,
where
yo.
He going?
I mean, you high, my nigga. Like, y'all fuck with Shorty. Listen, yeah. Yo, my favorite line is his ex-bitch. What'd you say? His ex-bitch was like,
she ain't ugly, but I'm finer.
Yeah, that shit was fire, my nigga. Never. See, I like shit like that where yeah, I ain't never sure. heard nobody else say for that shit. Sure. I never heard nobody say that line.
They ain't gonna compliment another bitch. I'm quick to compliment another female.
Nah, yeah, that's real. You, but it's real.
Listen, let me tell you. Let me tell you. So, a bitch has slid in my DMs to check me on some nigga who wasn't hers, right? And so
I saw this. I decided to just keep scrolling.
Yeah. So she. So I was in the studio that day too when she was going back and forth with me. So I wrote a song. I wrote some shit about that too. Like, you know what I'm saying? You bitches really feed me energy and bars. So the girl was like, I just got a question. How you know him? And I was like, well, she said, do you know him or you know him or something? Mm. That's what she said. You know him or something. Put the question mark. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You asking a question or you making a statement? But you pretty, by the way. Right? So the bitch responds to me, I don't give a fuck if I'm pretty, respond to the question.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what the issue is. You pretty, bitch. I'm going to let you know that you're pretty. But look, you ain't ugly.
Right.
But I'm finer.
Right.
Not, it is what it is.
I love this shit, man. I mean, all right, what else we got, yo, before I say anything inappropriate? I mean. Come on. Get me out of this.
So
get
I think the last song is, damn.
Something this or something?
No, I ain't sing you that. I can't even think of what is it.
What's the song she's in?
Kimmy Blanco's on it?
Oh, nah, we don't have to play this one. This was it's called I Does This. This was a song where I was talking about how I left Maryland and came here. So
okay. That's the one that I, okay. Y'all got to go on Instagram.
And check that snippet out.
And check that out on the her.
Can I give him a quick snippet?
What is it called? What's the Instagram TV thing called?
The
IGTV. Yeah, she got a whole it's a long IGTV, so it's a lot of it on there.
Okay, right? Yeah, they can go check it out.
Yeah, they can definitely go check it out. Go check her out at Lay Sade.
Yeah.
See, I almost said it wrong again. So when she came up, she was like, "Oh, you said it right." I told her like, "Yo, research. I had to make sure I got it right for real." Sure.
Yeah. So the last one, actually, I'm a
Are you gonna drop it to him now?
Yeah. The last one is called. This one I was just talking about the female, the little shorty checking me on the nigga. So this song is called I Pray. And you know what I'm saying? She was in the studio, you know, DMing me and this shit. So I'm like, damn, baby, I'm going to pray for you. I got some shit for you.
This about to be messy as fuck. It's about to be messy. Here we go.
It's late show.
So good, had me knocking the mic over and shit.
Shayla Day.
Nope.
It's alright.
Not her name. Put some respect for her name.
He said, I'm gonna change the first letter.
What did I say?
Disrespect. Shayla Day. Lade.
Shayla Day or some shit. What the fuck are you talking about? These Virginia niggas, man.
It's
I apologize.
What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
She got her music so good. This nigga tongue tied and shit. You saying shit backwards? Man.
And I want to say this. That was a freestyle, definitely. And I recorded that whole all by myself too.
I can't believe you went in the booth right off the rim and created that right there. So imagine if you give her, you know what I'm saying? Time like she don't have that going
ma'am.
On. And
just, yo, ma'am.
You sang the shit and recorded your own shit. Like what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Yo. You knew you was gonna play that one, right? Because I was like, yeah,
I did.
I was like, yeah, Mo 3, and you was like, oh yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't even know how we was gonna go in that direction. I ain't even planning on speaking on that hoe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it is what it is. Appreciate the vibes, bitch. You made it.
How she get answers again?
Go on, suck his dick. Fuck you talking about.
She be saying, like, yo.
That's the easiest way, bitch. No, you
she be saying what women be thinking but won't say, and she do it in a slick way.
Doing it in a way that's not being done.
Yes.
Like, and the stuff she said, I just picked out, this is my first time hearing any of these songs. Mm-hmm. I just picked out two lines that I'm probably never going to be able to forget from those two songs, because that stood out, because I never heard that before.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
I can ride to
these. The other song stood out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, like, she fine, but I'm fine. Like, that shit, those are the kind of things you say. You got these little parts in songs where, if I don't remember the whole song and I ask somebody, yo, you know that one, she be like, nah, if you want answers, that's how you know you got it right.
And I'm gonna tell you what else, yo. They're Instagram captions.
Facts.
Exactly. Facts. I got a whole song called Captions, right? I never say the word, we ain't gotta play that hoe. I never say the word captions in a song at all. Mm. But the fucking shit so fucking fire, you get all these captions out of that hoe. You feel me?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
you. We claiming you in Baltimore.
We appreciate you.
Use an official dummy.
I'm crying. It's all right. I went to Morgan State. So you know what I'm saying?
Facts. You feel me?
She got. You official dummy.
Nah, she's official dummy.
I'm gonna say
real shit. Nah, this shit is fire though. Like for real.
I appreciate that, y'all.
Tell the people how they can reach you,
please.
So you can follow me on Instagram at LAYYSADE. That's Layshade. That's really the only place you can find me at. You know what I'm saying? I have features out, so you can look on Apple Music and find them under me. But just follow me on the gram and stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? So what I got to offer? I'm telling y'all, when y'all come to me, you know what I'm saying?
How long is the rollout gonna be? When can we expect to hear?
So my first song, which is Walk on These Niggas, right. is mm-hmm. supposed to, I don't want to give a date because you know what I'm saying.
End of summer.
Coming soon.
End of June.
Okay, so end of June, so
and I'm
gonna
drop one each month of the summer.
Okay. So
and they going, it's going, Atlanta's the song gonna come and the video fire. Come right behind them.
Atlanta's gonna be on fire. More features. It's gonna be definitely harder to book her.
I've been trying to warn people, like, once I hit 15K, then prices is getting doubled.
Prices go up.
Yeah.
Prices go up.
She got money.
And let me say this before I get off. Let me say one more thing. Like, for people back home, it's real hard. Like, when you come to the A and you put so much work in, it's all you doing all day. I'm in the studio every day. People be surprised as fuck that I say I got over 40 songs and just start rapping last summer. You know what I'm saying? Summer 2020.
Yeah.
And so when I go back home, they like, damn, you acting Hollywood. You doing this. You doing that. And
you work for that, though.
You hear me? I got a song that say, friends say I went Hollywood because I came to the A. They don't understand shorty trying to be great. Mm-hmm. I got a little boy looking at his mama face. He know we good. Baby boy always straight. Mm. I'ma hold down my baby. Whatever I do is for my little boy. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's working.
I like how she talks and raps. Just like brings it in and out and shit. She's a real MC and shit. Like, it's funny to me.
But it's
like,
only been a year though, bro.
Yeah, this is dope.
That's what's crazy to me.
It is real though, because you know we get, we not popping like you're popping.
I'm crying.
Everybody wants an interview. It'd be like, yo, cuz, put me on the show. And we'd be like, to talk about what? You can't, we can't, you know what I'm saying?
There's nothing to talk about.
But they do feel like that at home. It's like, yo.
I had a friend tell me, like, listen, when you go to the top, are you really going to take me with you? I'll be your assistant and pick out the yellow M&Ms that you don't like.
Hey, man, that's dedication. If you like.
Nah, but what you got to understand is, and this is what Atlanta teach you when you come here, it's a give and take. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's a give and take.
Okay.
So if you're going to be by my side, you about to be in the mix of what I do.
You got to have something going on.
You got fuck going on, bitch. What you finna offer me?
Yeah.
Can you do hair? Can you do makeup? Mm-hmm. What can you take a load off of? You know
like
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she going
like
to pick out
think.
The M&Ms.
But I like all the M&Ms and the peanut M&Ms anyway.
Oh, well, you're fired. She don't have a job then. I mean, shit.
Made it
easy.
No,
real rap though. Like, that's how it is. And everybody wants to be like, yo, y'all going to Atlanta? We want to go to Atlanta. We want to go to Houston. We want to do this with y'all. And it is kind of like, yo, for what, bro? We, you know what I'm saying? We got to pay for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an extra room, extra mouth to feed. You know what I'm saying? All that kind of shit. Like, you know. So it's like, can't bring everybody.
Yeah.
I like that you have an attitude that you're kind of like, yo, I'm getting it right now. And you can worry about the rest later.
Yeah.
So now, thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys. This was lit.
We appreciate you.
This was lit. And it was my first interview. So.
Right? Yeah, that's
word.
You know.
We can't tell.
So we locked in. You feel me?
100%. No, I'm serious about that. Yeah, before we know, we'll have information and all. We're going to let her get out of here because, like she said, she's really busy and I can't afford to keep her here anymore.
Yeah. So, back to the studio.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, make sure y'all following us at The Levels Pod on Instagram. Make sure you follow me at CHMG_ENVIE. And remember that I am not the light skin guy. All
right. Check me out, Mixed by Gels at MIXEDBYJELLZ, MixedByGels.com. Let's get it, man.
Get your Mixed by Gels. Wireless headphones, they are out right now. Link in the bio. Make sure that you go in the link in the bio on The Levels Podcast and get yourself some nice shirts like this one here. We got socks, shoes, dog shirts, masks, hats, you know, gloves, pillows, the whole nine. You cannot, this is not in the link on the bio. Understand?
Go ahead and shout your IG out one more time.
This ain't in that link. One more time, Lay Sade.
I'm sorry, again, my Instagram is Lay Sade, LayySade. Tap in.
Thank you again for joining us. We appreciate
it. I appreciate it, y'all.
This is dope.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We'll see y'all next time on The Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir.